It's The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
I saw the light in a sunrise sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside getting baptized in holy water and shine with
wait,
the dogs.
Wait, this is not, who's this? Blake Shelton. Blake Shelton had a mullet?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Good mullet.
Oh, I like the song.
It was long. It was like longer than Gardner Minshew type of mullet.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
See, I just know Blake Shelton from The Voice and Gwen Stefani. I like this, though, huh?
He even had some player stripes there at one point.
Man, is this a what? It's like a little rock in here, huh? Yeah. Is this what Blake Shelton sounds
just
like?
Discovering Blake Shelton?
Yes.
Wow. See, I can't figure out when you're going to like country and when you don't.
I like this.
There is no rhyme or reason to what country you like.
I like this right here.
Have you guys picked up on any rhyme or reason to what country he likes? Because, oh, that is terrible. That is god-awful.
It's got to have some classic rock roots. There's got to be some kind of guitar riff,
right,
intro or bridge or something like that.
Yeah, it's got to rock a little bit. Guitar, big time, yeah.
Not too twangy.
And not too Southern rock either, because I'm not a big, I like that.
I
hate Sturgill Simpson.
Yeah, see, I thought you would love him. The complexity in, I thought you were just looking for complexity. I thought that's what you were looking for.
Yeah, I'm looking for something stupid that rocks. That fits the bill right there, whatever that was. Sounds good. Bob Palumbis speak. Oh, let me get my thing here. It wasn't stupid. I thought that was cool. I like that song quite a bit. Mount Palumbis, if the Broncos draft a rookie quarterback, he plays most of the year, and the Broncos finish with a losing record, is Fangio getting fired? Yes or no? What a great question. That's a great question.
Mount Palumbis, speak!
I guess I would ask, what defines a losing record? Is 8-9 is that what we're talking about as a losing record? Is
8-9 would be a losing record?
Well, yeah, I know technically speaking it is, but if he got 8 wins, no, I do not think Fangio would get fired. If Fangio goes out there and gets 5 wins, yes, he's getting fired. This quarterback, I mean, keep in mind, this quarterback is not being drafted for Vic Fangio, for Pat Shurmur. This quarterback is being drafted for George Payton. That's who he'd be drafted for. And if Vic Fangio and Pat Shurmur just so happen to be able to figure out how to make it work, well, then they'll stick around. And if they don't, it's going to have nothing to do with it. It's not like they're going to try to stick to it. They're not going to stick to Vic Fangio and Pat Shurmur just because they drafted a young quarterback. No, that was never the plan anyway.
You don't
right?
think it buys everybody some time?
I do not. Not at all.
Great
no,
question,
I don't think
though.
It has anything to do with
normally
it.
Normally it would.
I mean, listen, I've said this previously and I'll stand by it. Whether you draft a new quarterback or whether you're playing with Drew Locke, if Vic Fangio wins 7 games, he's going to be hard to fire. If he wins 8 games, you will not fire him. If he wins 9, you know, I mean, you're in the playoffs and everybody's mm-hmm. partying. So I think 7 is iffy. 8 is the magic number for Vic Fangio. That's regardless if we've got a new quarterback or Drew Locke.
That's a good question, though, man. Do you buy yourself some time as a head coach if you just play the young guy? And you're basically saying no.
No.
You got to win a certain amount of games.
Everybody on this building's on a 1-year deal. Everybody. Von Miller, Fowler.
Yeah, that's a lot of 1-year guys out
Shurmur,
there.
Shurmur, yep. Big Fangio, they're all on a 1-year deal right now.
Kareem.
Yep. Keep going.
It's a fascinating year. It's a fascinating year.
You know what it is? It is fascinating because you're in a total win now mode, but you're willing to abandon ship. That's what it is. It's like win now to prove that I'm going to give you a chance. That's what George Payton is saying. You got to win now.
Right.
And I will give you what you need this year to prove to me that you're a capable head coach,
right,
and a capable offensive coordinator, and so on and so forth.
And it's really,
but if you don't, I'm willing to blow it all up.
Specifically, it's really win now with your defense.
I don't agree with that, because if we've got a top 5 defense but we only win 6 games, Fangio's still getting fired.
Well, I'm just looking at, well, yeah, okay, but you can win with the defense. I'm going to give you everything you need on your defense. I'm just saying,
well,
there's more one-year contracts.
I mean, offensively, what holes is he not filled?
There's more 1-year contracts on defense.
Okay, fair enough. We're definitely younger on offense, but I mean, I look at the offense like you've only got one problem to solve right now. Outside of that, I mean, yes, it would be nice to get yourself competition at right tackle. That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you should, but that's not like a dire need right now. It's quarterback. That's it. Outside of that, I mean, basically, you look at this roster and you would tell any coach that was worth anything that you should win with this roster.
No, I agree.
I mean, seriously.
Right. I mean, where are you short? Where does it not make sense right now? You got great pass rushers. You got the highest paid safety combination out there. You got, you went big on free agency at corner. Inside linebacker's a little, You've spent a ton of money on Shelby Harris. You just picked up a nice, rotational backup guy. You like Draymond Jones and Ajeem and Purcell. These are all your guys. These are all your guys.
Sure.
What else do you need there on defense?
You need an inside linebacker.
You need an inside linebacker, right.
And you're going to need a corner also, because in a year's time, you're not going to have one.
But then you look at offense. Okay, Juwan James, who knows, right? But listen.
I mean, you'd be a fool if you were counting on Juwan James to play the entire season.
I get it. Here's the conundrum with Juwan James, though. When he has played, and I get it, it's not often, but he's more than fine. You know, he can play in the NFL.
Yeah, but I guess, like, and how many different forms do you have to read the same story before you believe it?
I get it.
Like, do you have to read it in the newspaper? Do you have to see it on the news? Do you have to, how many different mediums do you need to read the exact same story before you believe it, right? How many eyewitnesses do you need?
But if you just keep going, Glasgow, great. Cush, hopefully he's, you know, better second year and he's good. Dalton, awesome. Garrett Bowles, like all pro, right up there, one of the best. Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, KJ Hamler, Tim Patrick. Where else are you? Got Albert O coming back. You got Noah Fant, two of the best. Maybe add a little depth there. You're committed to your running back and Melvin Gordon. What am I missing here, fellas? You got your support running back guy that you liked, right? Boone, Mike Boone, who can play special teams.
Someone on the text line says 9 wins will not be in the playoffs next year with 17 games. No, I think the complete opposite of that. I think 9 wins is definitely in the playoffs next year. We've got the expanded playoffs. We've got more games. I think 9 is in.
I think a team with 9 wins gets in. I don't think it's a lock, but I think teams with 9 wins can get in.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I mean, nine is definitely not a guarantee. I think you've got a good chance at it with 9.
I'd say it's likely.
Yes.
Yeah. Whereas it was not as likely before.
But 9's always been that number. 9's been, you've got a really good chance of making it previously. And, all right, so do you think you need 10 now? Maybe, but I think that 9's going to have a handful of teams get in.
We got a crazy story about football and Charles Barkley. I mean, this is nuts. More of your texts. We're looking at them. They look awesome. Top 6 on the way. Adrian Dater will join us at 6:15. The Avs were not quiet at the trade deadline, which was today, and they brought back a player previously with the Avs. All still to come right here on The Drive.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
You're listening to The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbus and D-Mac.
Charles Barkley story? Do you believe it?
Sort of. There's always little snippets of truth when something like this comes out, right? Well, why don't you explain what it is first?
Yeah, by the way, I appreciate the mullet for Mark Stout there with Bad Medicine. I get it. Bon Jovi. Thank you. Jersey. Oh, an accident? Okay, let's pretend you did it on purpose. Charles Barkley apparently was on a podcast with Hank Azaria. That was Hank in character. I guess we'll hear it for a second. So he was Brockmire. So this is great. I didn't even know that. I'm definitely going to listen to this podcast. So Hank Azaria does a podcast as Jim Brockmire. Are you kidding me? Dude, I'm going down that wormhole. You want it? Have you ever seen Brockmire?
Mm-mm.
I'm giving you one. I'm giving you a good one.
Okay.
Boy, I hope you like it, but I think you will. One of my favorite TV shows of all time, literally of all time, that blends sports and broadcasting and other very weird stuff.
All right.
Anyways, so Barkley's on with Hank Azaria being Jim Brockmeyer, and we get this story.
Twitter's just a bunch of amateurs talking out of their but you're the Picasso of talking out your you'd be great at it.
But at least I know the I'm talking about. These guys, they have the feel the need to comment on everything that's happening.
By the way, I got to set this up better. He's talking about being offered a job, Tyler.
Right.
To be on Monday Night Football.
Yes. Yes.
Charles Barkley.
See, that's why I needed you to set the stage here a little bit before you asked me if I believe it or not.
Sorry, let me go. So this is about being asked to work on Monday Night Football.
Twitter's just a bunch of amateurs talking out of their but you're the Picasso of talking out your you'd be great at it.
But at least I know the I'm talking about. These guys, they have the feel the need to comment on everything that's happening in the world. I only comment on basketball. Like, they offer me Monday Night Football. I says, I like football, but I ain't going to be one of these to get on TV and act like he know about football.
First of all, where can I find more of this podcast? Let's just start there. Second of all, wow, Charles Barkley was offered the Monday Night Football job?
It's an incredible story. I saw it today come out. I sent it over to Richie, and we were both just kind of flabbergasted by it. I mean, okay, do I believe it? No, I don't. I don't believe that he was offered the Monday Night Football job, but I think that there's always truth in anything that comes out like this. And I would imagine that Monday Night Football had a conversation with him, right? Mm-hmm. They're probably like, hey, Charles, are you interested in doing Monday Night Football? Would you be interested in doing a trial run? Whatever. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, Charles is a fascinating guy for sure.
No doubt.
And he can capture an audience, and he can probably build an audience as well. I think Monday Night Football has been searching for a while now, and they've been trying some crazy things. I think they made the right decision, by the way, going the safest route. What they did last year was the best thing they possibly could have done after help me out here, Jason
Witten.
Witten, thank you. Yeah,
and Booger McFly. It just and the Joe test. It just didn't work.
You know, they went safe. They hired Greasy, and they're just like, okay, well, let's do it.
Lewis Riddick and Steve Levy, and they're
all fantastic.
They're great.
Yeah, right. But if you went out and got Charles Barkley, okay, that would be them trying to try something crazy again. They probably asked him, "Are you interested in it?" I believe that part.
Yeah. I'm glad he turned it down. Well, here's what I think.
Do you think he had an offer to turn down?
I bet there were some weird preliminary talks about interest and would you do it and that. I think maybe for that particular story, he probably rolled with it, making it a bit deeper than it was.
Right.
So I'm going to say no, like real, real offers. But it would not surprise me if they was like, hey, what do you think about Charles Barkley? Here's the deal. The best TV sports studio show is Inside the NBA on TNT.
It is fantastic.
Period. It's I don't even know what you would.
I can't understand a word that Shaq says, but somehow it's fantastic.
It's great. I mean, maybe College Game Day is number two.
I ever showed you the picture of me and Shaq, by the way?
No.
Oh, man.
You and Shaq, where?
At the Atlanta Super Bowl. When Atlanta was in the Super Bowl, I was out there visiting my buddies, my former team. And
if there's a picture that makes you look small, I want to see
it. Oh, I've got it. So it's I'll tweet it at you later today. But so we're in the team hotel for the Falcons. And I'm with one of the Falcons players, Chris Chester.
Okay.
One of his buddies and me. And so it was just the three of us. We're hanging out. And no, actually, one of our former teammates also was with us as well. But anyways, we all see Shaq walking through the lobby, and this one guy's like, hey, let's go get a picture with Shaq. And me and Chris are like, no, dude, we're not going to bother this guy right now. Mm-hmm. You're not going to bother him. And I thought I was Mr. Cool Guy. I brought my ring with me because mm-hmm. I was like, hey, Chris, this is what you're going to get in a couple days, right?
Right.
Little did I know that he was not going to get it. But anyways,
should've.
I happened to have my ring with me that day. Yeah. And so my buddy's like, give me the ring. So I gave him the ring, and this guy runs up to Shaq, and he's like, hey, Mr. Shaq, will you take a picture with the Super Bowl champion? And so he shows him my ring, and then Shaq stops, he walks over, and he talks to me, and he's like, man, so you won the Super Bowl, huh? I was like, yeah. I was like, no, but I was a backup. I didn't, you know.
Shush. We don't need the details.
Don't worry about it, though. But, yeah, I won the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Just cut when you are on a late night show as the star of the late night show.
That's right. Me and James Corden.
That's right.
Him and I.
Just go there.
Yeah.
And you were a Super Bowl.
I got a picture with Shaq, and I got to tell you, it was the most uncomfortable picture I've ever taken in my life. I felt like a little kid.
Well, how often do you actually run into somebody who's taller than you?
Well, 2 days later.
You're kidding me. Who?
Dikembe Mutombo. So this time,
that's awesome.
Now I had a little bit of courage in me because of the Shaq experience, right? So I'm like, well, the Shaq experience went well.
Right.
So this time we had just gotten into the stadium and we see Dikembe, he's about to go up the escalator. Like he was going up into the cheap seats. I don't know what he was doing.
Okay.
He couldn't afford the good ones. I don't know why he didn't have the good seats. Anyways,
you know.
So I see Dikembe and I go up to him now. I'm with the same guy that had tempted me before. And I'm like, hey, Dikembe, will you take a picture? Will you take a video with my ring and do the no, not in my house? I asked him to do that. And he looked at me. He gave me the finger wag.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, no.
No.
He didn't do it.
I mean, I know he's doing that commercial right now, but can you imagine how many times that happens to him?
Well, I thought, you know, maybe like doing it with the Super Bowl ring, I thought that would be cool. Can you imagine if I got him to do it?
It would be awesome. Of course it'd be awesome, but I'm not surprised it got denied as well. Good story though. That's awesome.
I thought I had a fighting chance. You know, the finger wag with the Super Bowl ring.
It would be great. I want to see the picture of you and Shaq if you can find it.
I might be able to find it during the show here.
All right. We'll get data on about the Avs did a deal. The Avs did a deal. Bringing back an old friend, so we'll see if that improves anything. Charles Barkley, the man. Yeah, it's the NBA. Everybody just wants to have that show. They don't need to for Monday Night Football. They're doing a good job. They're doing a good job as is. I think it's a great broadcast to watch. It's not distracting. It's cool.
I think they're saving the broadcast right now.
I do too. It's fine. It's more than fine. It's way more than fine. All right, top six coming. I know there's something. Oh, you probably missed it. I did something for Tyler.
Oh,
that was really nice, but still, it's me being a jerk at the same time. All right, details of that coming up.